Blog Talk Radio.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q, Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
We'll be right back.
Mike Cuden.
da kan to da kan 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 to da kan to da kan mia ah kan 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 to da kan to da kan 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 to da kan to da kan mia ah kan 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 to da kan to da kan 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 to da kan to da kan mia ah kan 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 to da kan to da kan 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 to da kan to da kan mia ah kan 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 to da kan to da kan 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 to da kan to da kan mia ah kan 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 to da kan to da kan 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 to da kan to da kan mia ah
kan 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 kan
M-I-N-S-Bitch. shit go up and down. That bitch, 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 that bitch,
annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, Icon Jack Mizrahi and Icon J Manolo Blahnik. DJ, Legendary Vonalore. Grand Prize, $1,500. Bush Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Bush Queen Vogue Fest. Mini Grand Prize. $500 Book Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure, two trophies, one cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Segment, one trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure, two trophies, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, team treatment, one trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012, Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there!
Miss Kelly, can I have the legendary Admiral Mother to talk to the floor? Kelly?
Girl, OMG, G, honey, baby, a mess, honey. But I'm going to wait for these girls to call in here. And when these girls call in here, we're going to get the masses up. We're going to talk about the Royal of St. Louis this weekend, where they had all the $1,000 categories. I heard a couple of people won some of the $1,000 categories. But I don't know exactly who won what and everything, honey. So, you know. For all y'all girls that's in the chat room and all y'all girls that's on the phone lines, if y'all like to call in and wish the icon a happy birthday, she can definitely hear y'all. She's here. Y'all can definitely feel free to definitely press 1, honey, and get the madness and stuff started, honey. Mother Body, she said, how sweet. Yeah, happy birthday shout out in the chat room, honey. Baby, it's a mess, honey. It's a mess, honey. Don't forget, in 2 weeks, it will definitely be the North Carolina Awards Ball. They said if you're on the guest list, to please be there by 8 o'clock. The guest list will be closed at 8 o'clock. The ball will be starting at 8 o'clock. And don't forget the second annual Baltimore Awards Ball. They have paid for their commercial, and their ball is coming up. Hold on, I'm trying to go to, I think it's May 19th is their ball. Their commercial is in the process of being made right now, and that's the second annual Baltimore Awards Ball. So definitely make sure you're there at the Baltimore Awards Ball, and make sure you, come out in peace and have some fun, honey. Hold on. I see I got my co-host right here with me. Hold on.
I'm coming every time you come around my London Bridge. Wanna go down like London. Wanna go down like
London. European Vogue. You have to vote like a lady. Let me show you. Cut. Pussy.
Lady. You're supposed to vogue like a lady. Stay in one spot.
Cut. Pussy.
Oh, what's the chop? Box the chambers for you.
London.
Hello, Kelly. Hello. I'm in a bit of pain right now.
Why are you in pain?
I just got my bags.
What I told you.
Oh, you just got your bags?
Who got your bags?
Honey. Sanaya's here in the background. She wanted to know, do you know how to vogue?
Oh, I vogue down. You know.
Okay. Well, hold on, London. Let's go get our other. Oh, London's out of this night. Let's go get our other two co-hosts. Hold on, London.
I now welcome you, the legendary, iconic, overall father, Rodney. Rodney.
Oh.
Realness.
Oh.
Urban.
Right.
Let's go.
What's
in.
You? Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle, pal. Yeah. Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle,
pal.
Rodney.
What's going on, kid? What's going on?
Hold on, Rodney. Hold on. Let's go get our other co-host. It's the legendary partner icon, Chanel.
Tell Sanaya I love her.
She can hear you.
Thank
I have my photo.
I love you too.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Sanaya.
Happy birthday, many, 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 many more, girl.
Thank you.
She said thank y'all if y'all can't hear her. But we're definitely We're definitely going to be recapping whatever happened.
So what happened last week?
What happened last week? What?
Yeah. I was actually losing service a lot.
Yeah, you was in and out last week, London. I don't know why. Your girlfriend's over here today.
Who?
Your girlfriend, your partner that stood you up from last weekend.
Alexis, Letty.
Hi, London.
Hello, my lovely love.
Yes. Well, let's definitely, Rodney, what balls went on this weekend? Because I was still on vacation this weekend. What balls went on this weekend?
I don't really know besides, well, I went to St. Louis. So I don't know what else happened anywhere else. But I'm sure it probably was something else going on.
Yeah, we need Devon. If you're out there and you're listening, please feel free to call any of Devon. Where are you at, honey? I heard that it was a ball, a mini ball or something in L.A. this weekend. Devon, I want to get your take on the ball that happened in L.A. this weekend. Were you there or not, honey? So, we wait for Devon, honey. Rodney, how was the ball in, how was the ball out there?
It was definitely decent. It was definitely decent. I want to first give a shout-out to the House of Ms. Rahi. They won both of the grand prizes, the Performance Grand Prize and the Over to All Runners Grand Prize. Chaos Mizza and Jaja Mizza for Over to All Runners.
I know, that's right. How many people came out and walked those other categories? Was it a lot of girls?
For runners, I mean, for the team, it was like four or five teams that walked. It started off as teams, and then they had to battle each other to the money. So it was like four or five teams. Only two teams actually got through. And so they battled each other. And at the end, it was Miracle Mizrahi versus Chaos Mizrahi, and Chaos won. But Miracle stopped voguing at the end of the battle, before the battle was like almost over, maybe had, you know, maybe a couple of more counts. And she was tired.
Well, Miracle probably stopped voguing, honey, because they probably spent the cash anyway.
No, it was team, so she, Chaos probably put it with his teammate.
All I know is my
plastic surgeon's balls were everything.
Your plastic surgeon balls was everything.
Yeah, that's the only ball I went to this week.
So how was they? Alexa said, where did you get them done at?
Costa Rica. Malone actually hooked me up with a deal when he went out there.
Malone hooked up with a deal when he went out there.
And I want to give you, you know, when we go to the cities, we always do other things besides the ball and different stuff like that. So I want to give a shout out to JD Prodigy and Shadina Ivisu. She took me to dinner on Sunday. I posted a picture on Facebook. She did a wonderful job. And she cooked a lot of food. So we all just, you know, played spades, ate dinner, and just had some drinks and stuff on Sunday just to relax and wind down from the ball on Saturday. So I enjoyed myself. Thanks, St. Louis, for showing me love. And I had fun. They played for free, so you know I wasn't really enthused to play. So I actually lost the game, Kelly, but it was for free.
It was for free. Hold on. I just got some tea that came in. Where is Devon? I need Devon on this phone line, honey, because I told you, Devon, honey, girl. Uh-huh, baby, it's never, not confusing, honey. You're a professional, you got to be able to work like this, honey, you know. I'm a professional.
And I played a little tennis this week.
Oh, no. Where's Devon at? I need Devon on the show because her and Milan got into it again tonight on her show and on Milan's show, and Milan muted her. Isn't that the same reason why Milan got his own show? Because I always muted the girls when they had opinions and things. But I heard the tea is that him and Devon got into it on the show real nasty, and he muted Devon in the middle of her conversation and did not come back to her call. Hold on, honey. Hold on. Y'all go ahead and talk, honey. I'm on the red phone, honey. I'm calling Devon, honey, to see what's the tea, honey. See where she at, honey. I'm on the red phone, honey. Hold on. Go ahead, London and Ronnie and R. Y'all talk while I try to get Devon on the red phone to find out where she at,
Kelly.
Honey.
Kelly, I got teased out. He muted Devon because a caller called in and read you, and she actually stood up for you.
Oh, Divine? And so he muted her because she stood up for me?
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a shame. You know what? Hold on, let me get Divine. I'm trying to get Divine on the red phone. Divine, where you at? Okay, Divine's calling in now. Oh, so somebody called in and Divine defended me. I guess I'm going to have to give the girl, I guess I'm going to have to give y'all a show this day. I'm going to wait for Divine to call in. And I'm going to give Samaya her last minutes of birthday, bitch. I'm going to read in the name, bitch. I'm going to put on a show up in here tonight. I gotta read that nasty motherfucking cum gunslinger escorted ass nasty bitch for dear motherfucking life, bitch. You can't, bitch, here's the problem, honey. You take these bump ass motherfucking bitches and you give them a little glory and fame and say, and then they wanna feel it on a bitch motherfucking time, bitch. I gag at you bump bitches, honey. Okay, this is the same bitch that want to feel fabulous when she was running around doing the gross returns for $25 and motherfucking sleeping on bitch's floor in Chicago, and now they want to feel fabulous thing. Mrs. Milan is another motherfucking Nene motherfucking Leaks, bitch, okay? And you want to feel fab on somebody's time. Don't come for me, because I didn't send for you. But when Divine gets up here, I'm going to give you Divine. Hold on. Is that Divine? Hold on. Let me play my intro. Divine.
What's going on?
Hold on. Now, give me the tea. What happened? Because, you know, I didn't listen. You know, I'm gagging. I guess none of my girls didn't listen to that show tonight because nobody didn't call me. Because they usually call me when my name is mentioned on the show, and I call in and listen. That's the only time I listen is when somebody called me. So give me the tea.
Well, it was a caller that called in and said something, asked a question about you, and I just felt like we at the point where I thought we accomplished last week that we weren't going to talk about either show on either show. And, you know, right, we said that last week. We got all the topics out about the other show out of our blood last week. So I felt like this week that I would start taking a stand. And when they would talk about either show that I'm on, I would be the person to say something, being that I am the liaison and the person that's on both of the shows, that they keep getting caught in the cross and keep trying to say that I'm this and I'm that, which I really don't give a fuck at the end of the day because I'm still going to do me and make my ultimate decisions that are made by me and for me and solely about me. So, with that being said, whatever the other person is, I just butted in and was like, you know, I don't want to talk about Kelly on this particular show, and same thing on this show. I don't want to talk about the people on the other show on this show. Let's, you know, this show is not about the other show. This show is about ballroom topics, so let's get on to it.
So why did Milan mute you?
Because he wanted to, well, a lot of people were questioning why did I choose this particular moment, and it wasn't just me lying. It was callers saying, why did I choose this particular moment to go ahead and speak up when people are being spoke about on this particular show from the opposite show, that I don't say anything. Like I told them then, this was because in the past I felt that, you know, we were adults enough where maybe it was something that would come and go, but obviously it was something that's lingering on. So I'm going to be the person, like I said before, that's going to stand up and say, okay, that's enough. Enough is enough. I don't want to talk about those other girls.
Okay, you know what? Because I'm going to be real, bitch. And okay, and I don't care how anybody takes this. And you know, this is the problem, right? Because before the beef was between myself and Milan, okay? And then you want to have that bitch, Temperance, want to call and want to sit on the phone. Because I always say Georgia Peach, but everybody know who I'm talking about. Temperance want to sit on the phone with Jasmine and try to act like, you know, it's on Milan and she's going to check Milan and everything with the whole situation. And, you know, I know how my son gets and all of this bullshit, but Tiffany is actually the one that's over there that is throwing the catty shade and doing the things she's doing to make me lash out at those girls over there. But then you want to sit here and you want to act so politically correct and all that type of shit. I think what the girls need to realize is that, bitch, I still have it in me, bitch, okay? And that's what the girls fail to realize, bitch. I still have it in me. I haven't stepped out of line in a long time, but I think it's about time. I think every 4 to 5 years, I got to come out of my shell and bust a bitch in their mouth and let them know that I still got it and it's my choice to take my motherfucking name. That's what I need to do. Okay, because the girls is really getting ridiculous with the motherfucking catty shit that they're doing. And I'm trying to be nice, and I'm trying to be sweet about this situation. The girls are getting out of line. I don't give a fuck if you're a femme queen, butch queen, drag, or cunt. You will get exactly what the fuck is coming to you, okay? And that's what the girls need to stop. We're not going to sit here. We're not going to go back and forth with this thing. Y'all lash out at me. I lash out at y'all. Baby, it becomes childish, Miss Thing. Bitch, if y'all going to do what y'all do, y'all do what y'all do, and y'all make an example. I don't understand how could y'all, people want to come for this show and downplay this show when this show is the staple of ballroom, bitch. I've been here for 4 years on this number, not including the couple of months that I was on my live show, but every show wants to come for this show. How could you come for this show when I've been around so long? You need to get around to where I'm at before you come for me, okay? And I'm on a new venture now to go to do something bigger than this show, you know, take it, you know, try to take it someplace else and take it mainstream, but y'all seem to want to always come for this little show. But this little show is the show that everybody listens to. Yes, everybody else can have a show. Nobody has a problem with anybody having a show. Y'all can all do what y'all do. But stop comparing. We can't compare. We can't compare motherfucking Donald Trump to motherfucking Mimi Leakes. Okay?
Kelly.
Yeah, go ahead.
Divine was saying that a caller.
No, I know what she's saying about a caller, but I'm just saying in general.
Okay, but yeah, because last week when Lon said what he said, and I said what I said, Divine said what we said, we got that all out the way. I didn't get a chance to listen today, but as I was just getting home. But I guess my name wasn't mentioned today either, so I was like, no, somebody said Divine mentioned my name, but. And in a catty way, but it wasn't, you know, just spark controversy with the show. So I think everything.
I would love to have Milan, you know, to call in here, I would love to have him call in here and hear his side of everything that has been going on and everything. I would love that. He says he listens to the show all the time. He wouldn't miss a day of the show. I would love to have his opinion. No one's going to get muted in here. I would love to have him come on the show because all of this is ridiculous.
This is not the Milan wrap-up. This is not the Milan recap show either. I mean, let's go to the subject. We don't want to keep talking about
Milan,
that show. I got off
Milan
that show.
And let's go into something
We're giving too much.
Yeah, we're talking about the ball in St. Louis, honey. Devon, Rodney was talking about the ball in St. Louis, so let's finish that, and then we'll go to the ball in L.A. Go ahead, Rodney.
It was a little light controversy with the Femme Queen Realness portion of it, where allegedly the girl that came out wasn't a Femme Queen. She was an actual woman, but she won the category. And a lot of people had questions about her, but she just, you know, hello?
Go ahead, Rodney.
Okay. She just, you know, came out of nowhere and nobody had never seen her before, never heard of her, anything of that nature. And some of the people that were in the actual bar were saying, that's real fish, that's real cunt, whatever like that. So they went to the bar promoter, which was Toya, since she was the film queen, you know, promoter of the event, and they took the girl to the back and asked her some questions or whatever. And her liaison, I'm going to say that because I'm not going to say her house member, because apparently she's not in that house, you know, was doing all the talking and everything. So they kind of, like, disqualified the girl and brought back the last battle, which was Zsa Zsa Mizza. So she was declared the official winner for Film Queen Realness. And then we all battled, and Zsa Zsa won for the 1,000.
Oh, so it was a cunt walking the Film Queen Realness?
Supposedly, allegedly.
Yeah, it was a cunt. It was a garçon cunt. I mean, she wasn't even garçon. They thought she was a garçon. She was the one of the garçon's roommates, a real cunt, that walked out. And that's how that ended up happening.
She didn't know how to pull that off, bitch.
Girl. Yeah.
I'd have had everything, bitch, girl. I'd have had everything packed. I'd have had everything down to the T and everything, but say, I would have had her with a soft dildo and her panties and everything, bitch. I'd have had that down pat. One of those soft dildos you could pull back so to feel it, honey. It's there. Oh, the girls, you know, the girls in the gags, honey.
Ooh.
So that was the only controversy at the bar, Rodney?
Yeah, pretty much. The bar went by smooth. It was really, you know, no big arguments, no debates, no fights or anything like that. They gave out all the money. We went on with the ball. Give a shout out to Tracy Prodigy. She won over to All Runway. Shout out, it was the Cons were there, the Escalas were there, Prodigy, Chanel's, Mizzas, Conflicts, a few other houses I'm missing. EVP, you know, everybody came out and showed support, and, you know, the ball ran smoothly.
You know, I need my cigarette, honey. I know that's right, honey. I know that's it. So, Devon. Oh.
Yeah, I'm right here. Hello.
Devon, can you tell us about the ball and, in L.A.?
Well, the ball that was supposed to happen in L.A., Love is a Message, was initially canceled, and they had a mini ball in which I didn't attend because I had a tennis tournament the next morning, and, you know, that really wasn't worth my while. So I didn't go. But
who
I already
went. Who had the mini ball, Devon?
Ricky Escada.
Well, the girl said you didn't go to the ball because you didn't see it. It wasn't nothing about your tennis match.
Well,
the girl gave the very mother Devon always comes to the balls before her tennis matches and still goes to her tennis matches and does her thing.
No, there's a difference. If the tennis match is in the afternoon, yes, I will go. This tennis match was at 11 o'clock. It was a tennis tournament. It wasn't even a match. It was an actual tournament. So, no, I chose not to go. I chose that I wanted to get my full rest and be able to get up in the morning and do what I had to do, so.
Oh, I know, that's all right. Oh, my God, so if anybody in L.A. is on the phone, they can call in.
Yeah, I'm sure they can give the recap. I heard it was, you know, quite interesting.
If anybody's on the phone and y'all can call in and tell us about this mini ball in L.A. or anybody that has any opinions about, you know, anything that happened in St. Louis, I see I have a lot of St. Louis numbers on the phone line. Feel free to definitely press 1. The phone lines are definitely open, honey. Y'all girls just want to sit here and y'all just want to listen to us talk, honey.
Right.
I had a couple people that took me in.
Kelly, have you ever got to the point where you felt like sometimes you don't need to be at everything? You know what I mean? Like, I'm to the point where I'm not going to be at every event that's thrown in this city. I will not be at. I'm just sorry. I can't do it, and I won't do it.
I know. I feel the same way. That's why I'm
not
going to a couple
it.
Of events that's coming
yeah,
up.
Yeah, and it's nothing. It has nothing to do with prejudice, but it's just like, you know, when you get to a certain stature in ballroom, it's just like I just feel like I'm not going to be at everything like that. I won't. My presence isn't needed at a mini ball. I'll see them at a, probably a greater event. You know, that just me to be constantly putting myself out there like that, I'm not into it like that.
Yeah, I know, honey. It becomes tiring.
Overwhelming. I mean, like, I don't mind coming out supporting girls from time to time, but, you know, I'm not going to be at every event, and that's just something that's just people going to have to live and deal with.
London, what were you saying, London?
No, Devine, I just got a question.
Uh-huh.
They said when you play tennis, do you play women or do you have to play men?
I play women, or unless we play mixed doubles, but no, I play women's singles.
Okay, but that came from the chat room. Where's Uh-oh? I haven't heard him. Please.
I'm right here, London.
Ruby!
Hey, Mother. Hey, Rodney.
What's going on, Uh-oh?
Hi, London, and everyone else in Radio Land. I'm just listening. Did anyone see Dancing with the Stars tonight?
No, because Kelly didn't want to watch it.
No, I don't watch Dancing with the Stars.
Kelly, someone asked me to ask you why you're not going to D.C.
Excuse me?
Someone said, why aren't you going to D.C.?
Oh, because I'm going to L.A. this weekend. So I'll tell Alexis Clark I said to keep it cute, London.
Ask Alexis, is she coming to D.C.?
No, Alexis won't be in D.C. Alexis is, she's saving up her coins because Alexis says she's not going to D.C. She'll rather go to North Carolina. It's going to be more fab.
Stop lying, girl. That was you.
So you're going to North Carolina?
Yeah, I'll be in North Carolina. I'll be in Atlanta. I'm going from L.A. to Atlanta, from Atlanta to North Carolina.
Tanaya, you going to North Carolina?
Should we give a shout out and a happy birthday wish to my sister Sanaya? I love you. Happy birthday, bitch.
And it's Dexter's birthday as well.
Yes, happy birthday. Happy birthday to Dexter. Ebony is also his birthday today too.
Happy birthday
to Tony White, the one that put out the video of Alexis munching the trade, honey. You got to give a big shout-out to him, honey, because he definitely did gag Miss Alexis last weekend, honey. So you got to give a big shout-out to him, honey. Let me see who else's birthday it is, honey. Yes, honey, baby. You got to give a big shout-out to all the girls, you know, all the girls for doing them, honey.
I just love
all the girls.
I want to give a shout out to overall mother fella. Love you.
Oh, I want to give a happy birthday shout out to Jasmine. Jasmine Khan.
No,
today is also her birthday. I want to give her a happy birthday shout out. It's her birthday also, honey. I want to give a shout out to mother. I want to give a shout out to mother Jamie Smigrahi. It's also her birthday today, honey, baby. And I also want to say. Rest in peace to, what is her name, the Escada child?
Isis
Escada. She passed away last week. So rest in peace to her. My condolences go out. My condolences go out to her and to the house of Escada, honey. Hold on. We're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to be back with these words from our sponsors.
The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, Icon Jack Mizrahi and Icon J. Manolo Blahnik. DJ, Legendary Vonalore. Grand Prize, $1,500. Bush Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Bush Queen Vogue Set. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Bush Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Bush Queen Face. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, team three wins. One trophy. wrote the one cash award of $300 and 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012, Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there.
Well, I just guess the team that came through, they said the AIDS Atlanta people is looking for some Butch Queen. I think he might have got a stun or something. They're looking for him. And somebody said that all the Escadas from the Midwest are leaving, and they're becoming prodigies and cons. Any comment, Rodney?
It's actually, they're not.
There's one Escada that's been a prodigy since the Midwest Awards Ball, and he walked already, Tracy.
I mean, what would you say in London?
I said they're not looking for one individual. They're looking for plenty.
Are they looking for plenty? Well, no, did they do a Michael Stein like DOCZ?
You know I'm never going to let that down.
speaking of Atlanta, apparently, I heard that they caught the individuals that were responsible for Calvin Chanel and Kitty Ivers' cousin murder.
Oh, yeah, I did hear that.
Yeah, so that was good.
Yes,
you got mail.
Definitely, that was definitely good, honey. Baby. But what did you say in London? They looking for multiple people?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, well, who are they looking for?
No, I won't give names. No.
What? You're not giving names?
I'm not that messy, you know.
You're not that messy? I guess your girlfriend's not in Brooklyn tonight to feed you no names.
Oh.
My bags made me a little softer, so, you know, I have to be careful.
Oh, your bags made you a little softer? Is it that your bags made you softer, or is it that Alexis Clark is sitting behind me tonight?
All of the above.
I know that's right, honey. I know, Kelly, I have a question. Yes, go ahead.
Since you're the lady that knows it all, can you give us an update for 2012? Who's zooming who?
Ooh, I can. Who's zooming who?
Mm-hmm. I just want to know who's zooming who and who's zooming somebody else's somebody.
Oh.
Okay,
wow.
I got one.
You got one?
London.
Divine or the tennis racket?
I was lost with that one, London.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, London. Damn, I thought we had a nice truce going on. You ready to get back on the table?
No, you know I come with a joke here and there. No, it's no shade, you know?
Oh, okay. Well, I guess you can just teabag that one.
Oh, shit. Well, who's zooming who, honey? Yes, honey. Who's zooming who for 2012, honey? I don't know, honey. Well,
maybe somebody
can call
in and tell me the who's zooming who in New York and in Atlanta and L.A.
No, honey. I'm back on my sexy, single, and free motherfucking tour, honey.
So wait,
okay.
Who's doing who? You, Kelly, or your new Facebook friend?
Kelly. Who's Ira, Kelly?
Who's doing who? Is that their name?
Baby.
Who's Ira Kelly?
That's my friend.
So who's doing who, Kelly?
Baby, ain't nobody doing nobody. Okay, who are you doing, London? Are you and Alexis still having your midnight chat?
Of course. She never misses a beat.
Now since everybody wants to, you know, has the discussion, and everybody wants to talk about sex and everything. Okay, this is what we're not going to do, okay? And I'm going to do this one time, and I'm going to do this one time only. Let me tell y'all something, bitch, okay? I am an A-list celebrity in this ballroom scene, okay, baby? What y'all feel to get, honey, okay, that my relationship has been over for a long period of time, but when you're A-list celebrity, it's when you're ready to let it out, okay? And so that's why it's out. The relationship has been over. We're separated. We moved our separate ways, and that's all it is, okay? Bitch, to everybody that wants to ask questions about who I'm friends with and everything, I'm only friends with people. I would be a fucking liar and a fucking hypocrite to take and be in a new relationship just after a month of, you know, of the split of my relationship, bitch. That meant my whole 2 years that I had was never nothing. I never loved that person. Yes, I can have friends and I can talk to people, but actually moving on to something right now, it's not the right place and the right time. You know, you just get to know people, and that's exactly what it is. Okay, Jerry?
Well, Kelly, being an A-lister and celebrity, like
okay,
all of our
so you
lives.
Wait, hold on, Ronnie. Until you person in the chat room talk about who cares, no, who cares, bitch. Y'all care. Y'all do care. Everybody motherfucking cares, bitch, okay? You're still sitting here, and you're still listening to my show. So you do care, because if you didn't care, you would have took yourself out the chat room, and you would have went on. And thank you. Go ahead, Rodney.
No, I was saying, well, you know, being in an A-list group where, you know, our lives are publicly displayed in front of everybody, your business is going to be out there. You know.
Yeah, you know, the girls, you, oh, baby, y'all already know, honey. Y'all know, y'all seen, bitch. The girls seen, bitch. Baby, they wanted
Kelly.
It, they wanted it back. The Vicky Gotti
Kelly.
Interview was out there for 5 minutes, it was gone, okay? And whoever seen it, they seen it, but it was gone. Y'all wanted it, y'all wanted a story for me back. Y'all wanted to smut my name through the mud while I was all on vacation, bitch. You will never smut me, bitch. Okay.
Kelly,
you can't smell a dog like Alexis.
Someone didn't Kelly just have a threesome a week after they broke up?
London, okay, you better keep it cute, fucking London and Alexis, okay? Okay. So we got a call up 347-335. Baby, you're live on the air.
What's up, Kelly? What's going on, everybody? Hi, Rodney.
Hello.
How's it going? I wanted to call and curse out somebody in your background, Kelly. I know I heard they heard them laugh, and I know who the fuck it is.
Well, go ahead, do what you do, honey. You know I might pass her the phone, honey. You know she might get in.
Answer the phone until I said she's fucking tired because I called her phone to wish her fucking happy birthday, and the bitch has not returned my fucking call or my text yet.
Hold on, I'm gonna pass her the phone.
No. Thank you.
Here.
I know you heard me call your phone, Little Miss Sunshine, and you didn't fucking return my call. I sent you a text and said you happy birthday. You the tired bitch.
She said, not on the air. She's in great pain right now.
In great pain. I heard her laugh in the background. That's why I pressed one. I know that laugh anywhere.
She only giggling, honey. She only giggling because she's trying to get through that pain, honey. She's getting 30 inches sewed in right now, honey.
Well, tell my baby I love her and wish her a happy birthday, and I'll speak to her tomorrow.
Okay. Sure will. Thank you, baby, for calling in.
Absolutely, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Next caller is, it's the overall Midwest mother, Tyana Ebony. You're live on the air.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, daughter.
What's going on?
Hey, father, I want to know who you zooming.
That's Rodney. Are you still zooming at Miss Rodney? You trying to rot me?
Wait. And then I want to make sure Miss Clark is not over there playing in nobody here.
No. Miss Clark's not playing in nobody here. She's just playing here, honey.
Marcello.
Ooh.
Thank you. I told the baby to stop disrespecting my daughter.
Nasavy Clark. You better stop. The girl's already Googling you.
All the girls are Googling her, because you know how Miss London is working hand in hand tonight, honey. They going in, honey. I'm gagging at them, honey.
So I heard you guys not going to D.C. Why not?
What? Who said that?
Oh, Kelly, girl, I listened to the conversation on your radio.
That's Tammy Clark is not going to D.C., honey.
So you will be in D.C.?
No, she's not.
I'm going to be there with bells on, honey, and I'm going to give y'all my ballroom throwbacks, motherfucking aftermath.
So, tell Ms. Clark she did to get in touch with me about her room.
All right.
Yes, honey, she will definitely be getting in touch with you. And Miss Alexis, don't sit down, Fiona. Honey. She's going to get riled up, honey. Mama have my girlfriend, honey. My girlfriend will go in, honey. Okay.
Yes, Miss
Blonde.
Yeah, hello. Are you still zooming Marco?
What's Tyana and Marco doing it? London? When did you get that
from? London, I ain't even fucking with you.
No, but I really got to you about Marco. How Marco and Marquis Prodigy are really
good. Yes, she's taking it down, honey. I might have to go get me a new one tomorrow. Baby, it's a lot.
So I got two on Marco. I heard that Marco and Marquis Prodigy are zooming each other, and Anthony S. Escada, now Aga, videotapes it.
Oh wow!
Oh.
That's a video I wouldn't want to see.
Oh my God! Look, Becky.
Anthony
is Afro.
Okay, hold on. What's that for? Wait, who was Anthony X.
Escada? Right.
Coco.
London.
Hello?
London, who was Anthony X. Escada?
Yeah, X. Never.
Oh, you a Balenciaga now?
Is she?
He's now an Olga. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I guess I set myself up for that one right here.
It's your live on the air.
Okay, Kelly, let's go ahead and make it hot.
No, we won't.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, you say you're not going to D.C., why?
Right?
You say you're not going to D.C. for what reason now?
I said I'll be in D.C.
But you just told me you wasn't going to D.C. because Carol didn't ask you to vote, and he asked Jazza, so you was going to...
Uh-oh. Was that a Milan mute?
Oh. Did you say, was that a Milan mute?
Yeah. Did you mute her, Kelly?
No, I didn't mute her. I didn't mute her on call drop. She can't be in the same room with me. And she was in the bathroom. My bathroom don't have real good reception. And her call was dropped.
Real bad.
Her call dropped. See, okay, baby. Baby, baby, she calls back in. We'll definitely break her straight up on the line. But her call had dropped, honey. You know. Yeah,
Kelly,
honey.
You did say it's messy Monday, so Alexis was just bringing it out.
Baby, yeah, Alexis is being really. Alexis is
I wonder
being
what
really
do Harold got to say about that. Can we get Harold on the line?
Hold on. We have a caller, honey. 214-477. You're live on the air.
Yes. How y'all doing tonight?
Mm-hmm.
What
doing
you
all right. How
hey,
you doing?
Miss Kelly, I'm trying to figure out because, you know, I'm still new to the game and everything. Oh, by the way, hey, RR, this is J-Rock. I'm trying to figure out what is zooming.
What's zooming? Who's fucking who?
Oh, all right. Well,
So, J-Rock, who you zooming? Or who's zooming you?
You know, nobody's zooming me at this time because I don't get down like that all the
time.
Wait a minute,
is that J-Rock Khan?
Oh, no. This is J-Rock Ebony.
So who are you zooming at this time?
I'm zooming whatever comes my way as long as it's protected. I ain't going to even lie.
Oh,
I know that's
so you open to all, Pimp Queen, Bitch Queen, Drag, whatever?
You know what I'm saying? I could be zooming you, Kelly.
That's not like an open invitation, Kelly, girl. Jump on it.
Baby.
I'm just looking for that, bro.
Baby,
how
DJ Rock,
how
do you know?
Hey, look, I am from Texas, so I can take it any way it comes.
I know that.
Any
right.
way it comes?
Okay.
J-Rock, we're going to
put you back on hold, J-Rock, okay?
All right.
Tell Ms. Clark, I
don't want to
hear that shit.
Tayana, they want to know, are you still zooming the Balenciaga Pretty Boy?
Ask her if she's still zooming, what's name, man? Alana Man. The one that,
oh,
the one
shit,
that she,
honey.
The
oh,
one that
God.
She got
she's
to Chicago up. And Alana took from her. Tell her don't start with me.
267-259, you're live on the air.
Yes, this is Maya Angelou.
Okay.
Wait, but before you yap, make sure you put in your teeth. And Alexis, are you still zoom, getting zoomed by the guy in the video with you?
Oh.
Are you talking to me, Ms. Landon?
No, I know your zooming days are over, Maya.
Who are you zooming, Ms. Landon?
You got
Hello.
Hey, Maya, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good.
Yes.
Maya, I ain't talked to you in a long time. You ain't called me in a long time.
How are you?
I'm all right. Yeah.
Yes, how are you?
I'm good, Maya.
Yes, Kelly.
Yes.
Who is London zooming?
I don't know, ask her. London, who are you zooming?
Isn't
I'm
he at Ebony London?
Bags. I'm zooming these bags at the moment.
The wood bags.
London, you in the house of Ebony?
No, not anymore.
Oh, you're not at Ebony anymore? What chapter was you in?
The New York chapter.
That's too much tea, no.
But London, London, you did to Ebony not too long ago.
Maya, did you come on here to speak with me or the whole cast?
Well, I didn't take my teeth out for no reason.
Did you say hello to Otto?
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, Maya. Give London.
Yes.
Give London her life.
Who?
Yes, continue to give London life.
Wait, so Maya, are you leaving Mizrahi since they never came to your ball?
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. So what are you trying to say, London, that Maya is TJ?
I am not even a Mizrahi. That's why I'm kikiing with y'all.
So, Maya, you aren't supposed to be Father Couture?
No, I'm not. And I thank you.
Oh, my God.
Who is in Mizrahi that had a ball and nobody came to?
Maya, let me ask you a question. Do you know who London is?
I know who London is. I've seen her actually at the Philly Awards Ball.
Is she a male or female?
She's a butch queen, Vogue Femme.
No, I'm all lady. I'm never. Those
You're not a lady, London. You are a bitch queen.
That's the difference between me and you. You want to be a lady, and I am a lady.
See, you're bringing it out of you, London. You're starting to sound like the regular you.
Somebody in the chat room said London is a prodigy. They've been to you in a lot of houses tonight, London.
They never let me in. Rodney, can I be a prodigy?
No, we don't have any positions available. We don't do people that's been over our mothers and all that stuff, fathers and things, because they get in and then they don't know how to act.
But wait, I have a question, learned then.
Like?
Wasn't it you that was upset when you left Ebony that Cassandra beat you at that Rumble Ball?
Oh. Cool. So you do know who London is.
And I thank you.
Well, who did Cassandra beat at the Rumble Ball?
London.
Not me.
I think London's
Maya,
met her match
to
tonight.
Are you going to speak a speech? Because you haven't, like, set a speech in...
And I thank you. Yes, so London, who are you zooming in the ballroom scene?
Do you have a speech?
I don't have a speech because Oprah had told me
I
had to go into retirement. London.
Quiet.
Hello.
London is trying to pay
you. Maya, you quiet. You said who's zooming who in my life?
Yes, who are you zooming?
I would have been zooming you, but you didn't make enough money at your ball.
I am not who you think I am. Maya Angelou doesn't throw balls. I attend them. Ask Oprah.
Okay, so there's tea out there that TJ is not going to be a Mizrahi. So, TJ, call in. Maybe,
please, because we can talk at the same time. I am not TJ.
You know, yeah. There's a lot going on. I wasn't here for a week now. I'm getting sound effects and a lot.
Hello. Oh, okay. Hold on. Maya, I'm going to put you back on hold, and I got a couple of more callers. Press one if you got anything else to say, Maya, okay?
Okay.
Okay. The next caller is 504-48 of your live on the air.
Wait, first of them turn that echo down.
No, I hung up on them. 646-789, you're live on the air.
I'm a woman.
Huh?
I'm a woman.
What type of woman are you?
If you believe so, next caller.
A real woman.
Real as in what?
Let me say real as in what?
Because I want to know, honey. She said she's a real woman, honey. I want to know. What type of woman is she? Like, what the fuck? Can I ask a question? Tayana, it ain't no mess going on in Chicago, honey.
No, I'm trying to see if Natavia still gagging that Alana to come in that she flew up here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hold on. 504-45, you're live on the air.
Yeah, hello.
Guys.
How y'all doing? I'm London.
You what?
I'm London.
Hey.
I like
to wait, did African just call in they were me?
Yeah.
Oh my God, everybody is at you tonight, London. What's the tea?
Was that Malone?
Oh, I don't know, honey. Baby, I do not know.
So
it sounded
y'all know,
like my
what man, who, where, and why? What are you talking about?
The one that Nicole used to go with.
What one Nicole used to go with?
He wants sex diary. Okay, this is what happened, right, girl?
Oh, well, give me the key. Give me the key. Fill me in. Because I don't know. Because, you know, Miss Alexis is real secretive.
Nah, so she flew him up here. She picked him up from the airport. And why that same night, Alana came and picked him up from my house and took him home. And Alexis was gagging.
Oh.
He apologized, Rodney. He walked sex tiring.
Wait a minute.
Wrong answer. She said wrong answer. But he's not an apology, but he don't walk sex out.
And
nobody took nobody from me, honey.
She said nobody took nobody from her.
Girl, you know, sister, I won't lie to you, girl. I'm telling the whole truth.
Who did he meet with?
Alana.
Okay, girl.
Hold on. 504-485, your live on the air.
Well, what's happening with it?
Well, hello?
What's up?
What's up?
This room.
This who?
Room.
Room who?
Room Ebony.
Okay, what's up? What's up? Okay, they hug up, bitch. Why do girls want to sit here and play on the phone tonight? Who's zooming who? Press one, honey. Call in. You know what I'm going to do for you girls, honey? Call in. Press one. I'm going to take some private callers and call in, and I want you private callers to tell me who's zooming who. Who you know who's fucking who? I'm going to take some private callers. Let's make it hot, honey. Press one, private callers. You know y'all love the press one. 504-485, you're live on the air.
What's going on, baby?
What's going on?
Shit, I'm chilling. What y'all up there doing? Y'all ain't got no coke in the rum, no bars, no weed. What's going on?
No, we don't have no neck bones. I check cornbread. No.
Are you something like Cleo? Hello.
Where you from, Ruth?
I got one question to ask.
And what's that question? Hello?
When was
the damn rude the cat got your tongue?
We got they going, honey.
Wait,
we got
I think he sent me the message. He wanted to ask, how do you make collard greens?
How do they make collard greens?
Yeah.
Who's making collard greens? Alexis made some the other day.
I wouldn't eat that shit if you paid me.
Oh, shit. Why? Why is you at Alexis tonight?
What she said? Marcelo, keep it cute, okay?
So that bitch, she gonna respect me.
You heard her.
Marcelo Diggins, you gonna keep it cute.
Ooh. Girl. Why wouldn't you eat those collard greens? What's the matter with those collard greens? Naima ate them. Naima ate the whole pie.
No, I ate the whole pie.
Naima, you ate that shit, girl.
Yeah.
Sure did, honey. They said Naima took a plate home without and everything.
Naima's over there, too?
Yes, honey. We having a party over here.
And I bet you Naima was mad as hell.
Looks like I got the BBQs in the Bronx tonight.
Yes, we got the BBQs in the Bronx. So, you know, I'm sexy, single, and free, honey. So, you know, I'm on my tour. Honey, the tour's back in effect for 2012.
Tell tonight, that picture with her in the bathing suit, her looking up in the sky, that picture is really, really hot.
Wait a minute, Kelly. You keep saying single, sexy, free. You, where's my brother? Sexy and free. Oh my God, are you serious, sis? So you
missed that recap, mother. You missed it.
Baby, y'all missed Devon. Devon, you missed it, Devon, honey. Devon, we had another altercation. Devon is done.
Where was this altercation?
Baby, the third. Well, you was there for the third one. The fourth one was the charm.
My God, so it went down like a pop, pop, boom, or just a nice
burp? It went down. I took out eight bags of garbage last night.
Honey.
It's over with and it's done, honey.
Oh, I had so much hope.
Yeah, a lot of people did.
Well, I want to say the prayers go out to the goddess and her house of Rodeo. They're going through some things right now. It's just a sad time for Rodeo, so we're just going to pray for them and they come back out strong. And you know I love you guys.
What happened? I saw that on Facebook.
Pray
for
what happened? I'm lost. What happened?
Tell O.E. you better send me my damn ball tape.
What happened with the House of Rodeo?
I don't know. I just saw the post early. Just said the House of Rodeo is going through something right now. So everybody just, you know, keep them in their prayers while they deal with their changes or whatever the house is going through with. I don't know if it's members or whatever it is. So just, you know, just keep them in your prayers.
Oh my God. Artists and reach out to her in the House of Rodeo. But our prayers definitely do go out to the House of Rodeo, honey. And our prayers definitely do go out for all the big girls that needs to watch out because I'm back out and I'm on the market.
Watch out for the big girls.
London,
honey.
I just got a text. Maybe you would know who this is because they won't tell me what they're talking about, but they said that there's two femme queens that are zooming each other.
Oh my God, bitch. I just threw up in my mouth.
Wait, is it Naima and Tavi?
Hold on. It's a pull out of the closet. You said Naima and
Tavi.
And Alexis, yeah.
Oh. Shit. Phenomenal. I don't know. Say, who will be zooming who in that relationship, London?
Okay. Because I'm not the one that you put in my answer machine.
Well, we know Tavia Big Bottom, so.
So you, what you're saying is Naima will be zooming Tavia?
No shade.
Okay.
I think it goes both ways.
Shout out to the homegirl, Jamie Hargraves. What's up?
15887, you're live on the air.
I just think it's all that water up in me.
Well, somebody just texted my phone, bitch, and they said Kaya from D.C. is zooming a femme queen. Who is Kaya?
Who?
Is it Kaya or Kia from D.C. is zooming a femme queen? It just came across my red phone. And so, you know what? I'm glad. I'm really glad, you know, because a lot of people be thinking that I be saying these things. And so I'm glad I have all these witnesses as the red phone rings and beep and go off that, you know.
It's all
the
time. You know, Alexis always thinks somebody, you know, is doing something. I mean, I don't know. Yes.
Kaya is the, you know, when Jack used to call the girl from D.C., Scandalicia.
Somebody just told me that. I forgot her name is, Kia. Yeah. I forgot.
Kia the Barbie?
Oh, yeah, they said Kia the Barbie. I don't know, I'm just repeating what I hear in the background. I just repeated what Sonaya and Naima is saying in the background. Honey, yes, I don't know what y'all talking about.
Why you
want
to save you online? Let's talk more about Ira.
Oh.
Okay, bitch.
Honey, okay.
You
got to
catch
that
last
one.
Baby.
Yeah,
Oh, no. Is there a house out there? There's a house out there that all the members only have each other.
Oh,
Who said that?
Well, maybe we might get some callers in on him, but I hear a lot of the Ebony's is having each other.
And baby, the Couture's is fucking each other too.
Bitch, you the motherfucking lie, bitch.
No, they merged the houses with the business.
Okay.
They have an incest with the business.
You the motherfucking lie.
They all still together.
Okay, baby. Oh, baby, we're not gonna sit here and we're not gonna do this right now because Alexis is here. So we're gonna save this. We're gonna save this for when Alexis is back in her house, and you know, and she can get in the way she wanna get in, because she feels that she can't get in right now the way she needs to get in, because she's here in the mansion. 8733, you're live on the air.
What up?
What up?
What's going on?
Your phone.
What happened about the
Ebony's
having each other, though?
They said the Ebony's is having each other down.
I fucked with you, Kelly. I don't know about all that other bullshit that's going on, but I fucked with you, bro. I'm not an Ebony, though. He is.
But who's the Ebony?
This Ebony right here driving the car on the 285.
For the Ebony's, we
really
don't have each other like that. We just,
it's more of a family. I don't know
why
everybody.
Well, I want a couple of the Ebony's. I'm not an Ebony, though, so.
Shit. That's what somebody just said. They said the Ebony's is having each other down.
They may be tasting and stuff like that, but they're not having. It's like more of a, you know, meet and greet. We're not really having.
Oh, so you meet them, you have them, and then you go on about the business.
It's an initiation process.
Oh, it's an initiation process.
Yeah. That's what I think it is, you know. I don't know.
Oh.
Maybe who is that?
Oh, y'all want to know. They want to know. Do y'all know Tavie?
We get in the house. Do we know who?
They said Tavie. They said, who did Tavie have here now?
Who's that? I don't know who is that.
Alexis.
What up, Rodney? Father Cocktail? What's going on? We just fucking with y'all. We cool as fuck.
Okay, I want to thank y'all for calling, man.
Thank you.
All right, keep doing the good work, though. For real.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Baby, I need to get Alexis back on this line. Alexis, we need Alexis back on this line, honey.
Tell her don't go in the bathroom. We want the call to drop again.
She should go in the kitchen. It's better reception in the kitchen. She'll get better reception in the kitchen. Honey, you know, the bathroom don't have real good reception, honey. Baby, you know, she want to start her shit, mistake. She want to start her shit, bitch, okay? They ain't got time for her to be starting her shit. Honey,
my
I got nobody
London,
to come up here.
This message is for London. London, are you there?
Hey.
My son says he's been zooming the same person for 3 years now, laying next to them in the bed now, so please don't involve him in messy bullshit.
Hey.
And he said no. He wrote no. You can't be a prodigy.
Oh.
It just came across my line.
Oh, you got it.
Mm-hmm. I got it.
Oh. Well, you know, on other scandals and teas, you know. I forgot to mention, I really gagged, honey, two weeks ago, honey, when I was in Philly on First Fridays, honey, that Tanaka is no longer a prodigy. Rodney?
She was not a prodigy. She walked the award ball, Kelly.
I gagged at that.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, you know I be lost in the sauce. I don't be up in the chat rooms, you know. I don't be up in the chat rooms like Alexis. She... Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller.
Kelly, I have a question.
Yes.
If there's any callers out there who walk the balls, if they could call and tell us somebody that they want for a category for the next upcoming ball in their state, who would it be and why?
Kelly.
Do you understand what I'm saying, Rodney?
Yeah, I do.
Because a lot of times the girls, people, they want to call somebody out for a category, but when they get to the ball, they can't do it because they're just so into just getting to the category. But if you could call somebody out that you really want to battle, who would it be and why?
Alexis, because I know I could be her.
Well, y'all heard our question that he proposed, honey. Feel free to definitely call it. Hold on. Private caller, you're live on there.
Yeah, hello.
Yes.
Yeah. We're here with Athena, Athena Khan, playing the Bush Queens.
Athena Khan paying the Bush Queens?
Painting.
Painting or paying?
Paying.
Well, I don't know. Athena, if you're out there listening, feel free to press 1 and call in here.
Can I ask y'all a question? What's wrong with anybody giving their money away if they get it to give it away?
Yes, sir, you used to pay all the time.
Baby, listen, let me tell you. If you get it.
It's about cars, sister.
I still do.
You can
too. I still do.
Oh, shit. Hold on, we got another caller. 973-315. You're live on the air.
Hello, I'm just calling to wish Sanaya a happy birthday. And many, many more. May she have a wonderful day. God bless you. And hi, Kelly.
Hey.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, since I brought up a new topic, and so, you know, the girls want to make it hot up in here, honey, baby. I'm going to make it hot.
Call in and say who they want to Zoom.
No, not Zoom no more, London. We're not on Zoom in London. Are you going to have sex drive tonight, London? Because we don't change the topic. Then what's going on? Are you horny over there?
I snooze for a second.
So, London, if you had a chance to battle someone for, European performance, that you see that gives you what you want, but you want to give them just a little bit of a taste of what you got, who would it be?
Sanaya.
Okay. So Sanaya has a good European performance in your eyes?
I love it.
Oh, okay.
You love it, honey.
Well, Rodney, if you could battle somebody that you haven't battled in the new school, not from your generation, for realness, who would it be? One person. Any state. That you haven't battled yet, or that you haven't had the opportunity to just be in a battle zone with, and it came down to you and that person.
Because you already got him for
it.
I got both
of them.
Oh, you got both of them?
Really?
It was for 500 girls, so...
I don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
You said she wanted to take y'all for the
underdog. Could I have a battle? Shit. Rodney, just say Kia the Barbie.
Who?
Kia the Barbie.
Who the hell is that?
That's London. That's London's alter ego.
Oh. I gotta think of some names. I gotta think some. You know, what I'm saying some.
Well, let me ask you this, Dan. Has there ever been a time when you walked realness against somebody who wasn't from your era, and you were just a little worried that you may not get it, but then you got it?
Rodney. Neil.
Excuse me.
Rodney, season set inbox him your number.
Tell him it's the one day that he should have a missed call from about 60 times.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. You don't have to inbox. I'll just give it to him. Hold on.
Okay. So we can miss calls that he should have in his phone from a 202 number.
You said the 202 number that you got missed call 60 times.
60 times,
I'm
right here.
I thought
it was wrong on my phone.
He said something was wrong with his phone, but it wasn't 60 times.
Okay. 59.
Everybody in my background keeps shouting out names of people, honey. But I don't want to see nobody because, bitch, I seen who I wanted to see. But if they want to see me, if they want to see Mother again, then they should call in here and say they want to see Mother again.
But if you had to pick one person, Kelly, any state, mm-hmm. who would it be? That would
what
be. A, that would definitely. If you had to pick one person, that would definitely be a challenge. Or somebody you feel would be a worthy competitor for you to have to call.
Now it's a mess. If I had one person that I would want to see on the back of the floor,
Portia,
it would definitely have to be Shanice Ebony, and it's no shade.
Well, Lord.
I don't want nobody to take it as shade because you know I apologized to Shanice last week. She apologized to me and everything, and we're in a better light. But that's who I would want to see on the floor. I already conquered Temperance. I already conquered Shay Shay. I already conquered Tamara. I already conquered Jolie. And I got to go for a new horse.
Those were at mini balls.
Oh.
You need a major ball. Those are major ball girls. You got to get them at a major ball.
Hold on, before, because I gotta say something. Because this is what kills me, and I want to say this right, and I want to go on record with saying this. Because, you know, last week on Milan's show, when Jack, the icon, Ms. Rahi, came on Milan's show and said, oh, I want a Tempest at a mini ball at Walk For Me Wednesday at Esquilita's for $500. If we want to discredit the mini ball at Esquilita's for that $500, we can discredit everybody that has won at a Rumble for $500. So they'll discredit my win at a motherfucking, at the Walk With Me Wednesday for my 500 girls, because we can start discrediting.
So that was actually defending you, Kelly.
Baby, listen. Let me tell y'all something.
But y'all got to still think about it. A mini ball and a big ball is the same damn thing.
I know, baby. Listen, okay? Let me tell y'all something, baby. When the topic was first brought up and it was commented on Jack Page, and if y'all go and look, scroll down Jack Page, it was a mini ball that I won over Tempest, okay? Y'all go, everybody good, stop telling me about motherfucking Jack, bitch. Me and Jack's birthday is 2 days apart. We lived together for 5 fucking years. I know his motherfucking shade and I know his fucking work.
Okay. But like I'm telling everybody, if you're the winner or if you're the loser, and like,
hold on, because Alexis just said something in the background. Fuck the unapologetic era of motherfucking face. Unapologetic era of face is not face of this motherfucking year. Those bitches look a fucking mess, bitch. Okay, let's be real, bitch. I want to be real with everybody, cause there ain't a bitch out here like I keep telling y'all, bitch. Cause Alexis don't get me riled up. Ain't a bitch out here, motherfucking face without motherfucking makeup, bitch. A bitch is a pretty motherfucking bitch. Makeup enhances what the fuck the girls got, bitch. So the girls gonna sit here and the girls gonna dab play my motherfucking mug, kiss my motherfucking ass, because when bitch when it's on, it's motherfucking on, and I ain't stepping out unless it's giving you a motherfucking piece.
Yeah.
So you saying those are major ball girls, but if they step out on the floor at a mini ball to walk because it's money, and they lose, do you discredit the win of the person because it was the mini ball, but Tempest still decided to walk?
I was just making a joke about the mini ball part because I knew that's what would rile Kelly up. That's all.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if you're winning $500, I don't care if it's a mini ball or a major ball, it's a major win. It's a major win. And
they was being punked. That's what it was. Everybody was seeing, they was being punked, honey, but it don't matter, honey.
But
if
you know
call
what?
For it, if they call for
Kelly,
it, everybody
Kelly, you
has
know what
my
it goes back to. It just goes back to saying that you keep saying this, but people don't want to hear it. Every girl is not going to have that night. There are some girls that's just going to, it's not going to be your night, and it's going to be the other girl's night. And let's face it, you know, you got to pay your dues, and then one night it's going to be your night. And those girls that's been serving it, it may not be their night, and that's the night that you get them. That's just how it is in life in general. It's
and
not
I, and,
always
I, and I understand
night.
Exactly what, and I understand exactly what is saying, and it's no shade. It is no shade. It's no shade to Miss Shay Shay. I love Miss Shay Shay down as a person, Miss Day. We have conversations outside of the building, but that night at that mini ball, I didn't come there to walk faith, but my face was sitting. It was not her night. Temperance that night was not her night. She had just came back from getting her work done a couple of months ago. She came. It was not her night. It was not Tamara and Jolie's night. They did not bring it right. But y'all girls want to sit here and everybody wants to bash me and read me. Don't bash me and read me, because when I come, and I know it's my night, because I'm not going to come unless I know it's my night, because the girls is always at me, but I'm not going to come out there, and I'm not going to half-ass with you girls, so the girls shouldn't half-ass with me, because I'm not going to step on the floor unless I know it's my night, since Rodney sent me on my way.
But I got an idea. The next big ball, be it Atlanta, New York, or whatever state one of these three girls are in, and the big ball comes up, what if, I'm going to just give a scenario. This is a scenario. What if Temperance, Shay Shay, and Kelly each came to the ball knowing they were going to battle each other, but each girl had to bring $500 and put it in the pot, and whichever girl wins gets the $1,500, and then you'll see who's the real bitch of the night.
Baby, I don't have a problem with that. You know what? You know what? I want to retract my statement, Miss Dang, about Sharnice, Miss Dang, because Miss Big Mama back here, I need to make her a believer. So I want to see, she's from a hot Atlanta where they say Big Girl's Face started from. So I want to see Miss Alexis on the floor for Big Girl's Face.
Stop
she,
it.
That's the worst ball for realness. I guess she was scared. Okay. So now I want to see her for faith. Okay. Let's make it hot. Okay.
Alexis, she don't want that, though, Kelly. You can't put her out of her element.
Oh,
she don't
want
that.
She don't want to ask me, Roddy. She just happened to trip up on the category.
Well, I do a damn hell of a lot of motherfucking tripping, honey, okay? I've been tripping, honey. And guess what? I'm Big Girl Face of the Year 7 years in a row. I've been tripping for 7 motherfucking years. Oh, guess what? Felicity got it this year, but I've been tripping for a long motherfucking time, and the girl still ain't motherfucking stopped me from motherfucking tripping yet. My reign has not come from an end. It's a new motherfucking reign of motherfucking couture. Every time y'all motherfucking see me out, bitch, I'm going to give y'all motherfucking what I gave y'all at the awards board. I'm going to give y'all what I gave y'all in Florida. Every time y'all see me out, I'm going to give it to y'all. So just believe and know, honey.
You're from the apology
area. Yeah.
The face girl is from the unapologetic.
<They got it. laughs>
Thank you. I don't know, bitch. Is rocking me up tonight. Yes. Unapologetic era, honey. Well, I don't need to apologize for anything. I never gonna apologize to them? Because bitch Carnett did not apologize for that $500, honey, that went on that motherfucking bill. He did not apologize, honey, when I dropped that coin off to him when I got back to New York today, honey. He did not apologize, honey, okay? So, I'm not going to, oh, wait, hold on. We got Mother Divine is back with us. Her phone had dropped. Divine, you're back.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry about that.
Yes, Divine is back. So, baby, Alexis, who would you like to see on the floor for something?
Kelly, you know, I learned a long time ago that I don't call bitches out. I wait for the bitches that's pressed to call me out like you.
Oh.
Well,
So, I like calling the girls out every once in a while. Because, you know, you don't call a bitch out unless you know you're going to get her.
You don't know shit. So.
Okay. Hey, bitch. And like they said, bitch, Rodney, you said Alexis don't walk face. They said I shouldn't be walking face, so maybe she should walk.
Nah, she really needs to stay away from me,
though. I'm having so much fun tonight. I really, oh my God. When I tell y'all, I'm really enjoying myself. I'm really having a blast, baby. I'm in a new place in my life, honey, and I'm really, honey. Okay, yes, honey.
Oh.
So now,
Oh
my God.
This
will make it act like new money. Honey. It's a new body. I'm rich, bitch. Honey. Did anybody watch the Atlanta Housewives reunion, honey? What
oh,
did
it was
think
hot.
About it?
Oh, that shit was hot. It was coming from Miss Mimi.
So now, would you like, you want a topic? Huh? Would you like to bring up a new topic? Honey, I'm from the unapologetic era of massage the children while they sleep.
Well,
I got another topic.
Oh my God.
Do you want one, Kelly?
Go ahead.
This is for all the girls who walk labels and best dressed spectator.
Are we talking about the girls that walk labels, that have the labels, or the girls that walk that get their stuff from Express and then sew the labels in?
But listen, this is for all the girls who get their stuff, however they get it, magic or otherwise, but they return it so they can't do a recall if the category comes up again. This is for all the girls who return their pieces. Do you know any
baby,
girls?
There's a lot of girls that return their pieces, honey.
Well,
baby.
Do you know any girls who don't return their pieces? If you know a girl who doesn't return her pieces, shout her out.
Well, I definitely got to shout out my grandson, Tashawn Milan, honey. Baby, he don't return his pieces. Definitely shout him out, honey.
Oh, no, I can't ask that. Well, somebody
I definitely got to shout out Derek Prada Ebony. Definitely a bitch that I know. You know, he thinks that I don't see him. He definitely don't return his pieces. Tyra Ebony is definitely another bitch that don't return her pieces.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna say Mark Milan because
I like
the
shit.
If he's carrying on a repeat outfit, that means he definitely keeps his stuff. Then if he has to wear it again, he wore it again.
Well, that was undertones of old school Rodney. You still? You
no, I'm saying yeah. So I was good, but Mark keeps his stuff. So I'll say that.
I definitely got a shout out. Stephanie 007 is definitely definitely a girl. The girls are so, oh my God.
And yeah, you know who else? Simone.
But see, the girls are so shady. I just got a message. Hold on. I just got a message as it came across my phone. Hold on. Let me see what it says, honey. They said Joseph Prada. Definitely a shout out to him. What's his name? Moschino?
John
Moschino is definitely another one. And they said B.J. Khan is definitely another one. He don't return his pieces. We've all seen him in that same outfit so many times.
Oh, wow.
Wow. But nobody said anything about any of the allures. And I know.
I'll get ready to that next. Arnold, Sebastian, Dion, Corey, all of them.
Sebastian take his clothes back. I know that.
Who take their clothes back?
Sebastian will take his clothes back.
Yeah,
because I was with him one day.
This ain't no shade. I don't want anybody thinking this is my shade, but somebody just sent me a text and they said Camaro returns his sneakers.
Wow.
They said somebody in the chat room said, "What about the Chanel's?"
We don't walk labels.
They all said the Chanel's don't walk labels. So,
what was her name? The one that used to battle Simone all the time?
Well, she didn't. Return. She couldn't. Yeah, Ricky. Miss Ricky couldn't return her stuff because it was.
No, Ricky, the light skin one. The light skin one.
Yeah, that's her name, Ricky.
Yeah, Ricky. We talk about Ricky Lake. Ricky Lake. She's a Herrera. She can't. They said she can't return her pieces because her pieces was boosted.
Yeah, you're talking about Tabitha.
Oh, you talk about Tabitha Ebony. Oh, she can't return her pieces either. They said they was boosted. Hold on, Keisha, your live on the air. They said they were selling to the girls afterwards. Sorry, they will wear the pieces to the ball and still have the tags on it. Selling downtown on in the garment district.
Oh, wow.
To the fashion fish.
To the fashion cunt. Honey, 502-542, your live on the air. 02-542, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. Oh my God, this has definitely became a hot topic. Who else?
What are
you talking about? Baby, I don't know who returned their pieces. If anybody out there, and if you're a private caller, and you want to call in here private, honey, and say some girls that returned their pieces, feel free to press 1. We're going to take some private callers for this game, honey, for this topic, honey, okay? Press 1, honey, and let us know some girls that returned their pieces. I'm still gagging.
It doesn't have to be just for the label girls. It could be for the foot and eyewear and the streetwear teams, too.
So, Alexa, yeah. You're live on the air.
Thank you.
I guess Keisha had nothing to say. She pressed 1 and then went back down. Honey, oh my God, baby. Oh no, we don't do that. We don't do that over here. We don't just snatch callers in over here. No, we don't do that over here, Sanaya. We don't snatch girls. We don't just randomly pick numbers and say you're live on the air. I don't want the girls to say I didn't press 1.
Why didn't you say that?
I don't know. Y'all see, baby, y'all see? She's over here starting her shit. Baby, it's not me. Honey, she started her shit, honey. Baby.
I got a couple other people that don't return stuff. That don't return.
And Jay Lenny Visu is another bitch that don't return her stuff.
Right. Jay Lynn, Neiman, Sean Odom, Sebastian.
Okay, so most of the labor girls do keep their stuff.
Oh, well,
Neiman Marcus is not a fashion girl, and she do return her items.
Neiman,
Diana. Oh, somebody said Neiman Marcus is Sada, Dre Evisu, Ty Ebony, and Tyana Ebony returns all their stuff.
No shade. If I see a bigger size or a smaller size, yeah, I do.
Okay. Baby, please, honey. Girl, I don't know why y'all gonna bitch. I don't know why y'all sitting here playing bitch. Girl, please, honey. Tyana, they said Tyana loves going to JCPenney to the BOGO field.
Baby, anybody know me?
Kelly.
Tell him I only shop at Ashley Stewart, Kelly.
Yes.
Only
you would know this question. Someone says, what fem queens don't spend enough money on their weeds?
What queen doesn't spend enough money on their weeds?
What does that mean? Does it mean like they don't buy good hair or do they have bad weaves? What does it mean? Because I hear
maybe
you
it could be bad.
Costs a lot of money.
It could be bad hair. It could be a horrible hairdresser. You know, Miss Dana, that don't give you that hump that you need, Miss Dana, so you got to get your hair done over.
Well, what girls do you know that have bad weaves?
Child mistake, she can fuck up some motherfucking Malaysian hair, and I'm not talking about fuck it up in a good way.
Who's that?
I'm not gonna mention her name. I don't want to say. I'm gonna use Mother Alita, Selena Carlisle on me. I don't want to say. I'm just saying the girl is a fucking mess. I'm not reading y'all names. I'm not reading y'all names from the chat room. If y'all girls in the chat room want to play this game, mistake, y'all call in and y'all press one, mistake. Because I'm not going to read the name because then everybody going to, then I'm going to be getting hit up. I'm going to be getting hit ups and all types of stuff, mistake. And then they're going to be reading me. Okay, you know what? If y'all give me, okay, y'all girls in the chat room, y'all give me names. Give me three names. Because I know Rodney's looking in the chat room too. So I know Rodney sees this. So give me, y'all gave me two names, give me three more, and I'll read all five of them. But I'm not just going to read those two. Ernie.
You got three in there now.
I see three names, honey. So, honey, baby.
Well, I'm gonna give you the opposite of that. When you go to a bar and you see somebody that's always like on point and it's like real stylish and real, real nice, you just be like, damn, that shit looks real, real tight.
Okay. They said, before we go to that, they said Jamie. I just got a text on the red phone and they said Jamie returns her clothes.
Jamie who?
Jamie don't return her pieces. They can move with that one. They said, and I don't want nobody to take this as shade, Rodney is seeing this in the chat room, so for anybody that's going to call my phone or anything, Rodney sees this. They said Jasmine Khan has fucked up here. They said Bria Herrera has fucked up here. They said Athena, and they also said Laomi. I'm just reading the names. It's right here. They said Erica Kane, Erica Khan. Whoever is that? I'm reading the names that's right here in front of me. And these are the names that's coming in the chat room. So, girls, don't attack me, okay? Because y'all know when I say stuff, bitch, everybody think it's me and everybody wants to read me.
Kelly,
I'm only reading the names
one.
That came through the chat
room. I got
room.
One. Just came in. It says... What femme queens are wearing fake red bottoms?
Yes, it's a lot of girls wearing fake red bottoms, Miss A. And it ain't even just fake. Y'all talk about femme queens. Oh, they said no, they wasn't. No, they said Leahy is always on point. No, bitch, it ain't just femme queens that wear fake red bottoms. Honey, it's bitch queens that wear fake red bottoms, honey. Yeah,
what
it's bitch queens that wear fake red bottoms, and it's
femme
queens that wear fake
red
bottoms.
Name one.
Red bottoms, Miss Thing. I know, guys, because you know when I say stuff, the girls take it to offense, and then they might make a video.
This is your show. You don't give a fuck. Tell me. You don't give a fuck.
I don't want them reading. I don't want them reading me in the hospital tour. You know they like making videos. But the girls out there that be wearing those fake red bottoms that don't have the point on it and the spike is round, those are fake red bottoms. Okay. Okay, well, baby, whoever this is, I need some more names, Miss Thing, and then I'll read the names. I need some more names. Give me some more names, and then I'll read them, honey. They said, he's a mess, shaking my head. I need some more names. Y'all give me three more names. Y'all gave me two names. Y'all give me three more, and then I'll read them all. I'm not going to do this, honey. Bitch, because you know the girls will be at me, honey. Somebody just hit me. No, I'm not going to do that because then they're going to think it's an attack on me. Send those messages. Any messages, let me tell you something, because then the girl's going to think that this is me that's reading these messages. Any messages that y'all have about the House of Blahnik, send it to London or send it to somebody else. Do not send it to me because then they're going to think that I'm attacking, okay?
No,
and I'm getting a lot of messages. Send it to London. Send it to somebody else.
No,
do not send it to me.
No. Send it to Malone. He has a show.
Okay. 7320. You're live on the air. 3. July's on the air. We're going. 504-485. You're live on the air. Okay. Oh, honey. Oh,
Why the girls don't want to? Why the girls don't want to? Why? The, oh, hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up?
Yeah, tell all we know that motherfucking Miss Chanel is over there. All motherfucking Jesus in Jesus dresses and shit. And her hair be fucked up. And Sequoia Prodigy wears fake red bottoms.
Oh, shit. Hello, Rodney.
Yes.
I just got a message from someone that asked Rodney do Camaro shop at Marshall's for his streetwear.
I don't know what Camaro shop said. We were competitive, so we wouldn't go out shopping together.
They said, so I just sent me a message. Okay, I'm going to read the names that were sent over to me because I have a couple of those. They said Bobby Mizrahi. They said Shauna Balenciaga, Little Mama, and Little Mama Milan with fake red bottoms.
Bobby, they said that you said it at a ball before.
You don't want to cut it because. they said I said what at a ball?
They said that you said it at a ball before that he shopped at Marshall's.
We probably was walking on the floor against each other or something, you know?
Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. And you're gone.
That is crazy.
Baby, don't you gag at all these messages that come through, Tiana?
Yes.
Baby, and that's why I tell them to send it to somebody else that's on the phone line. Because the girls would think it's me that be attacking these people, but these are the messages that people send. That everybody wants to attack me and think it is me, in my opinion, but these are the messages that the girls send over about different girls. But then everybody wants to go on their show or make a video and want to attack me. Hey, I give two fucks about a bitch wearing fake red bottoms, Miss Thing, or a bitch wearing motherfucking Milky Way here, Miss Thing, or motherfucking, honey, girl, baby, I don't make Milky Way work. It's shit, Miss Thing. I only like Remy.
Well, I have another topic.
Alexis, wear Milky Way down.
Kelly and Rodney and London and Alexis, do you think that because someone is known for wearing labels that sometimes they can get through with a Canal Street?
Yes, of course they can. Yes. I actually agree with that. Because a bitch that's known for motherfucking labels, if they come out there and they walk a label category, you're not going to question their pieces because they're known for having real pieces. So you're not going to question their pieces.
Like Stephanie
Ebony? Naima Ebony said like Stephanie at 007.
I just got a text. They said Reggie Allure doesn't take his pieces back either.
Anybody see you there? Because nobody know Reggie like that. That's you.
I'm not saying that.
Reggie definitely does not.
Reggie got more money than Allure allows. Honey, I know what Reggie gives.
Yes,
baby.
Reggie.
Well, I return everything that I wear. Every motherfucking dress, every gown that I have, I return it.
It's nothing wrong with a girl who returns her pieces, especially if she put it on her card and she want to put it back on her card. There's nothing wrong with that. And there's really nothing wrong with a girl when to return pieces if she did magic and she want to get her coins. So, you know, it's just a question of what girls return and what girls don't. Because at the end of the day...
Yeah, because, girls buy pocketbooks and wear them for 2 weeks, mistake, bitch, and they take them back, mistake, girl.
They do it in the real world. Every day, them bitches go out there and buy them $10,000 gowns, and they take them bitches right back.
Bitch, who put the tag on? Who takes the tag off, bitch? Because I don't take the tag off, bitch. I don't even take the stuffing out, bitch. And I don't even, I don't put my pack of cigarettes. I put my pack of cigarettes or anything in the pocketbook because I don't want none of that dust because they look at it when you take it back to motherfucking Nordstrom's, Miss Thing. Because I went to Nordstrom's Clean Times, Miss Thing, and got me a nasty bag, Miss Thing, and took her back.
And so, you know, the girls be asking on YouTube, well, why she always got that Chanel back? Because I took all the other ones back and I kept the Chanel.
So the
That's
truth has been told.
Baby, please. Ain't nothing wrong with taking a bag back.
There's
and
no shame in
the
game.
And,
There's
say.
No shame in the game. London, you took your bags back, right?
London don't even. London, do you carry purses? Hold
she
on.
Fell asleep.
Keisha,
again.
You're live on the air.
Hey, y'all. What's going on?
What's going on, Keisha?
Hey, hey, Kelly,
hey,
London.
Hey, Keisha.
I got a question. I want to change the topic a little.
Hold on one second, Keisha. Kelly, you should have a Chicago number that's press one as well. They said they want to piggyback on something that we talked about a while back that they want to express their disapproval of. So, might want to
Chicago,
bring
you're live on the air.
Hello?
You're live on the air?
Yeah. This is Kelly.
Yes, this is.
Oh, what's up, Kelly, Rodney, RR. I didn't know whoever else was on here. This is Tom Balenciaga. How y'all doing?
Hey, Tom.
Did I hear Tana, too? I thought I heard Tana.
Yeah.
You
did.
Yeah.
What you want,
oh,
bro?
Okay.
What you want?
Hey, don't disrespect me, homeboy.
Well,
I
cut me off. I'm a fan.
Hold on, kids. We're going to listen to what he said. Then we're going to get back to you. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if y'all talked about the ball earlier.
Yeah.
I kind of missed it. I was busy earlier, so I didn't really get a chance to talk about it. But I do want to say, you know, the ball was fairly nice, you know. Shouts out to Toya and Chaos. But I definitely, you know, had a few slight issues with some of the judges and the judging portion of the ball. I think it's kind of rude to call somebody about judging a ball and then get them to the ball and kind of, like, pay them, in a sense, you know. It was three of us, three Balenciagas came out to support the Ebony and the Escada ball, and they just kind of looked over us, which I thought was kind of real, real crazy, and I don't really know. But as a promoter, I know for me and my team, we try to make sure we are able to accommodate everybody. I think most people on this phone has come to Chicago to one of our balls and know we, you know, we treat people with the utmost respect and honor when they come to a function that we're throwing. And the Midwest promoters, we need to kind of take that same mentality when we're doing it. You know what I mean? The ball was in St. Louis. We had somebody walking grand prize. They overlooked my house, you know, and it just kind of seemed a little unfair, you know. So.
Well, again, Ty, I talked to you about that, and sometimes you can't please everyone, you know.
Well, you're right, but you can't talk to somebody three times about the ball and then get to the ball and act like you ain't talked to them once. There was nine judges. They switched the panel, but kept four people up on the panel. And then they had somebody on the panel that didn't even have a house member walk at all the entire night.
What? Do I want to stand up?
Hello, Tom?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I didn't hear you say nothing about that. So
oh,
I don't know. You know what I mean? We just want to do better. You know what I mean? Especially when people travel to come and support you. You know what I'm saying? They had a Prodigy on the first half, and they removed him and put him back on the second half. What the hell's going on?
So are you saying that your house member would have had a better chance of winning grand prize, yet he had someone on the panel?
Well, no, I don't think that's what he's saying. What he's saying is that they called them to come and judge, and they were paying homage before they got there, making them feel like it was going to be something really worth them coming that distance for, and, you know, making them feel like they really cared. And when they got there, there was a blatant disregard for their presence, and they didn't feel like all the talk that was given to them previously on the phone was what they showed them when they got there. They were totally dismissed. Am I right or wrong?
You're right, And Tina, you're right, too. You know, my house member missed out on, you know, $1,000. I could see if someone loses by three votes, but to lose by one vote, but the competitor that he's competing against, she had already had one up on him because she had a judge.
Yeah, but I remember hearing her saying sometimes it's good for you not to have a judge or a representation on a panel to show that you can do this without, you know, your
and,
house member.
And that's true, because he did it. He made it to the last battle without a representation at all. You know what I'm saying? But don't call me and ask me about judging and then, or call anyone from any particular house, talk to them about judging, and then you don't even, you know, acknowledge them. And then not only that, but you keep four judges on a panel that had judged the first half already. You had Mother Couture from Chicago was there. She didn't judge at all. You had other houses that was represented in that ball that still did not have any representation on the panel the entire night. But then you had certain other houses that had no members walking the entire night that sat on the panel for two halves.
Well, then you got to think about, too, I just got a message, you know, and I came through and said sometimes, you know, when you do call people to judge and they say, okay, I'm going to be there, I'm going to be there, and you're looking for them to judge them while they're not there, so they got something else in plan. Were you late? Well, I mean, was you there on time? You never know.
Rodney, what time did you get there, Rodney?
We got there together. The band.
Oh, but, okay. Well, no, I wasn't late.
Well, I mean, I'm just looking at it from both. You know,
I understand.
I am a person that works with you, and that is also my house member, too. So I have to. I'm defending both sides. You know.
No. I love Toya. There's no Toya. I drove to St. Louis strictly because it was Toya's ball, and I have no issue with that. But I do have an issue when you know, I try to make sure that I respect everyone when they come. When we were preparing to throw the Midwest Awards ball, there were people that I contacted personally. Kelly, did you get a message personally?
Kelly
left. Oh, okay. Rodney got a message personally. There was other leaders that got a message before they got to Chicago, a personal message. And when they reached the grounds of Chicago, I was still, you know, personally speaking with these people. Some stuff you just got to kind of, you know, watch what you do, especially when you invite people. I don't know. It's just my philosophy. I could be wrong. But yeah, so time to handle that.
Well, thank
good
you, Todd, for calling in.
Good night, my lovely cast.
You going to bed, London?
I have to rest my bags. It's been a long
I'm
day.
I'm getting ready to go myself. I got work in the morning.
Where's Kelly at?
I'm here.
Are we
Kelly,
gonna...
why was you ignoring me when I was looking for you?
Oh no, because I went to go tinkle.
I was about to say,
Adi.
They said who's zooming who. I had the picture on hold for a minute. I was in the bathroom taking care of Miss Alexis.
Kelly, were you really? Then you should have been at the bar this weekend because they needed somebody to check somebody there.
Baby, I wanted to come to St. Louis, but I was on vacation, honey. I was on poolside, honey.
I know, but they needed somebody to check the.
What time? You got the. She ain't gonna. She ain't coming there, or she ain't going to D.C. So. I will be in D.C. Okay. Don't listen to her like this.
Oh, now you going? The only reason.
Ah, okay. I love it. I love it.
Honey, Alexis is really in here. She is really trying it, honey. She's really trying to stir it up in here, honey.
I have a question. Do you think if someone's giving a ball out of state, and they call someone from another state to judge their ball, and that person from the other state has to, you know, bus, train, fly, whatever, get there, but they have their ticket stub. Do you think that that person should at least pay them to judge their ball?
Pay them? What do you mean pay them?
Like, pay them for coming out to judge their ball. They pay the commentators. Why not start paying the judges?
Maybe we won't have no judges.
That's when they're going to start, they gonna start making statements, Judge, then.
I don't know, because bitch, I'm not gonna mention the person's name, buddy, but you know, I need the one person, honey, that gives red, well, I don't know if they still do, but gave red carpet treatment, honey, when you came to their ball, Miss Thing. But I'm not gonna mention her name if it's her business out there. But she knows exactly who she is, and she's a fab lady. And she gave me, every time I came to any one of her boards, she gave me red carpet treatment, honey. I had my flight, my hotel room, and everything.
But that's what I'm just saying, though. There's, you know, you make certain provisions on the low for certain people. You have, I think they should really do that. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to use this as just an example. Say, for instance, someone like Rodney, who travels state to state to state, and everybody know he travels a lot and everything, but you want him to come and judge your ball in West Bubble Fuck, and he gets his ticket and everything and comes out there. I think he should be compensated in some type of way for coming out to your ball to judge your ball because of the simple fact that we all are living in a recession, and, you know, Magic ain't what it used to be, so a lot of people are really paying cash for their tickets. So I think that if you want people to judge your ball, you're not paying them to be biased. You're just paying them to come and sit on your panel. You can pay a commentator to come there and commentate and get them a room and everything else. What's the difference in paying a couple of judges who come from out of state? If the judges are from in-state, they don't get paid. If they're traveling from out of state, they should get some type of compensation. Not a lot, but a little something, you know, $100.
What about the one who performs is paid?
Oh.
No.
Well.
No.
We will have to, hold on. We have a caller. 267-259, you're live on the air.
Yes, where did London go?
London is gone for the evening, Maya.
Oh, did she leave because somebody replied to her on BGC?
Oh, I don't know. Oh.
Yes, so what were the questions from earlier?
Who was that?
Then tell me,
is he big? I didn't know
that
he wasn't all the way down like that.
Yes.
You gonna get color on him?
I'm gonna
finish.
You gonna get
hold?
Maya,
get
go ahead.
Go ahead,
Maya. The question from earlier.
Which question?
You were asking who was cruising who, and what was the other subject?
Who was zooming who, and who was returning pieces?
Well, I know I was cruising someone in the bourbon team.
Cruising or having?
Well, I'm cruising them.
Well, that doesn't reply to the question. You have to be zooming, not cruising.
I mean, yes, I'm zooming them. I'm sorry.
So you're having bedroom quality time?
Yes.
What did you say?
And who is this person, Maya?
Early girl.
Yeah, she's the other girl. I'm
sorry. And who is this person?
Say, yeah. Where were you going?
Hello.
Is it Alex Haley?
I'm sorry.
Is it Alex Haley?
Oh, baby, I know.
That's old news.
Yes,
yes.
Bitch. Yes. Yes, I know that's right.
I'm sorry.
You said Sidney Poitier?
Yes, yeah, Sidney Poitier.
Oh, okay.
Still, I rise. Yes.
Maya, can I pay you to come to my unjudge my ball?
When is your ball?
Real soon.
Well, you know, I do get some appearances, but you have to go through the O network.
Yes. Yes, bitch. She said, can I pay you to come to my ball? You keep, let me tell you something. One thing I've learned, that when you speak something into existence and you keep speaking it, it will come to pass. So keep speaking, pay judges, pay judges, pay judges.
And
then the judges will
ball,
probably start judging as according to how they're supposed to judge.
Yes, because as soon as I pull up in my limousine, I need my cash in a manila envelope.
I know that's right.
You said sealed, not open.
Yes,
you said
I need
sealed
to open
envelope,
it.
Right, Rodney?
Yes.
I know
yes.
That's right.
You should open it yourself and count it, not open
no,
for you.
No, you never open the envelope. You just put it on a weight scale. You see how much heavy the money is.
I know that's right.
Yes. Well, can we actually see who do we want to be zooming in the ballroom scene?
You can say that to whoever it is you want to be zooming.
Yes, I want to zoom all the femme queens in the House of Allure. I'm a lesbian. Yes.
OMG. Ooh. Rodney, who do you want to zoom in the ballroom scene that you haven't zoomed yet?
Wow.
If that's not already been
inappropriate.
Down. Huh?
I say inappropriate, just listening.
I know that's right. Has there ever been anybody in the ballroom scene that approached you to have you zoom them and you turned them down? Rodney. Why are you choking?
No, what did Brian say?
And I thank you.
No, what did you say, Brian?
You heard me.
I know I did. I didn't hear you. That's why I'm asking.
The EVCs.
Oh, my God.
And I thank you.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, what happened on National Smokeout Day? Did anybody go to Central Park in New York?
No.
No, they said Kim Zolciak brought all the New York cigarettes.
I thought that was a day for weed.
Oh, on 420?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, so for the last 10 minutes, can we make it hot?
Yeah, make it hot, Mike. Make it hot.
Can we do the old school, the new school, and the way beginning of your most three ugliest film queens to hit the floor?
Oh, my God. I don't even want to play with that one. Rodney?
No.
New York got some ugly femme queens.
Are you? You're not talking about Butch Queen and Drags. You're talking about femme queens?
No, I want to claim three femme queens that are ugly.
Oh, my God.
And you got to see three. No more.
OMG.
It's like I was saying, you said New York has some ugly femme queens.
New York got the most ugliest
film
queens out there.
What's up? I have a question. Wait, Tiana. Hello.
I'm listening, Maya.
Yes. Could you think of three of the film queens in New York City and name their houses?
In New York City and name their houses?
What houses are they in?
Ooh. Go to somebody else.
I
come back to me on that one.
I'm not even messing with that. I can't mess with that.
Why
I think
not?
Everybody's entitled to their transition and their period of what they feel is real for them.
I understand what you're saying to say, but you know, goddamn well, these motherfuckers know they do not need to be going through this shit. I don't give a fuck.
Oh,
Tell me three of the pigs in a week.
some ugly motherfuckers in New York. I'm sorry.
Tiana, who are you talking about?
They might dress down, but they ugly than a motherfucker.
Who are you talking about?
You know who I'm talking about, Maya. You see them just like I do.
It's amazing how y'all both know the same thing, but neither one of y'all want to say anything, and y'all want to try to get me and my brother Rodney up in this.
Right.
Well,
right.
Name the three people houses.
I'll stay away from it. I'll leave the houses out of it.
Okay,
they,
what categories do they want?
Performance. Realness. Okay, y'all, honey. You know it's about that time for us to get up out of here, honey. You know I love you all for loving me. Oh shit. But we about to get up out of here, Maya. Can you say goodnight to the girls, Maya?
Yes. Peace be still.
Okay.
And I thank you.
Oh wait, before we get out of here, Keisha.
Yes.
Go ahead, Keisha. I forgot. Before we get out of here, Keisha had something she wanted to say. Sorry, Keisha. Go ahead, baby.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right. I had a question. You talking about the hair, about bad hair. I want you guys all on the panel, present or who have passed on, who always have, like, a good piece of hair, that when they always tip on that floor or when you see them, their hair is always on point, past or present. And, Kelly, the question is for you. The question that Maya asked, can you answer that question, please? Thank you.
What question did Maya ask? I wasn't on the phone.
I can ask it for her.
Well, what's the question?
She wants to know, past or present, I added a little something to it. Who is the ugliest femme queen? The ugliest femme queen.
Hey, why y'all look at?
No, answer my question first, Kelly. Answer my question
first. Wait a minute, Keisha, you got to correct it. It was three of the ugliest.
Ooh. Ooh,
three ugly, ugly femme queens, Miss A. Oh, my God.
Kelly, remember, it's only your opinion. And remember, you said my opinions, right? It's like someone's booty hole. It smells like cate puss.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm gonna answer your question first, Keisha, the one that you posed.
Yeah, and I want you, can you all answer that one? Go ahead. Here.
Okay, I got Danielle Revlon.
Yes, I was going to say the same thing, Rodney.
Yes. Tanaya Ebony.
Yes! And one more.
Oh my God. Why her name is?
I got one. You missed one.
Even
when she first started coming out, her hair was always on point. Tamara Mugler. Yeah.
Her hair was always on point.
Right, Kelly?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Angel Revlon as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kelly, you don't see Tamara Mugler? Her hair was always on point.
No.
Yeah, Amori.
She said no.
Come on, Amori, Tamara.
Tamara, yes. Her hair
when she first came out, she always had mane, but that hair and her girlfriend, the light-skinned girl, I think she's an icon. Them two bitches' hair was always tight, on point.
Tisha's hair was not always on point.
No, the light skin one, the always be Tamara. I forgot her
Tisha.
Name.
Tisha.
Yeah.
It used to be Tisha and Amori.
You know who else had to be on point? Janice.
Who?
Janice.
Janice who?
What else you in the Tamara?
Well, I'm going to have to speak up for Bro Chanel.
And I'm going to say Jasmine Milan.
And Dee Dee Chanel and Coco Chanel.
And also the Balenciaga, I forgot her name, she does hair too. She's Spanish. Raquel.
Yes.
Okay. She's a professional. She's a professional hairstylist. Her hair is always on point, whether it's her hair or she puts pieces into it.
You mean Mariah then, right?
Mariah? Raquel, her name is.
Oh, okay.
All right, Kelly. Back
yes.
to you, Mama.
Me what?
Ask
the
question,
ugly femme queens.
Tayana.
The three ugliest femme queens is good night, then good night.
really don't know why, but the girls get really offended when I say things.
All right, Kelly,
I'll tell you what,
make this name
but
the
you
house.
Know why?
How
no,
that?
I don't know. I don't understand why the girls get offended by this ugly, no-face-having bitch. This bitch is the girls don't see his real bitch thinking I'm a nobody. I don't know why people get offended by my statements that I make. But if I had to say three ugly femme queens mistake, bitch, I would have to say, and I don't mean to read the dead, but I would have to definitely say that Gina Gospel was definitely one of them.
Oh, wow.
I would definitely have to say that, Audie, I would definitely have to say another ugly femme queen.
Gail.
Oh, my God, honey.
Gail.
I would definitely have to say Alexis.
Gail.
I would definitely have to say Naima. And a bitch, and the three bitches that always hit was always on point. I would definitely have to say, every time you see Sanaya, her hair is definitely on point. I would definitely have to say Danielle Revlon, every time you've seen her, her hair was on point. And I would definitely have to say Misha Milan. Every time she come out, her hair is always snapped. And I also have to say Octavia never played with her hair.
That's right.
Honey. Naima in the background, and Naima wanted to answer the question. We got 7 minutes left to the show. Naima, who would you like to say? Okay, we got crickets in the background. Baby, I guess Naima.
You're next.
I did my three already. I said Rose, Dee Dee, and Coco.
We said the ugliest.
Oh, no. I'm not getting involved in that. Mm-mm.
I mean, wow.
I'm not doing it. Mm-mm.
Rodney?
I'm all about the peace.
Just listening.
Okay, baby, the girls got a lot of statements in the back. Let me see if the girls
I can give y'all one. I'm gonna just give y'all one, just so y'all can say I played the game. Eunice Cleopatra.
Yes.
Oh, well, the girls ain't on the phone lines tonight. The girls ain't on the phone lines. Listen, honey, so you can go ahead. You're free, but you know they'll get you on Thursday, honey. You read the girls tonight, they'll read you on Thursday. It's the for real.
So what goes on tomorrow?
Tomorrow night, we will definitely be Tomorrow night, I'm on vacation. I'm on vacation tomorrow night. I'm sorry. If RR and London and Divine and Rodney will be here tomorrow night, I'm going out with my cousin for her birthday, so I will not be on the show tomorrow. I was not supposed to be on the show tonight because tonight is my grandmother's birthday, but I came in to do the show anyway. But tomorrow night I won't be on the show, but it will definitely be Hot Topic Tuesdays tomorrow, and I will definitely try to tune in from the get-together tomorrow, and give the girls a little wake-up tomorrow, honey, with everybody from the wake-up, from the session I'm going to tomorrow. But we will definitely be back here live on Wednesday night with the legendary icon CEO, Jasmine Couture, for the State of Emergency Episode 11. I don't know what the topic will be, but I will find out the information on the topic. And when I tune in tomorrow night for a few seconds, I will definitely give y'all the topic that will be at hand for Wednesday night. So, on that note, can you say goodnight to the girls?
Goodnight to everyone and all our callers and all the listeners. Look forward to having you listen in again. And may God be with you. Have a great evening. Happy birthday, Sanaya, once again. Enjoy your birthday, and I wish you many, many more.
Tayana?
Good night, everyone. See you tomorrow.
Okay. Rodney, are you still there? No, I guess Rodney is gone. I'm the legendary overall mother, Kelly Couture. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever alley, whatever bathroom, or whatever club you do go into tonight, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. And I love you all for loving me. Good night.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q. Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
to the feminine, what? To the feminine, what?